All right, Cole. What are you doing this time?
Well, Gary, we're on TikTok.
Let's gawk at the old men on TikTok.
No, I'm not posting stuff. I just have us here on TikTok. That's fine.
Oh, we're just watching TikTok.
Yeah, we're just watching TikTok. Yeah.
TikTok, Facebook Reels. We've graduated. YouTube Shorts.
It's the same content, but Facebook Reels meets me where I'm at. Yeah. Which is the nice thing, and it gives me lots of videos of the very rusty blades being restored. There's this very nice young woman who restores axes, and just endless reels of her chopping wood. That's fun to watch.
Sure.
Yeah.
Unlocked.
Not sure if that awakened anything in me. We'll see.
Axe lady. I they always show me people about to go on really scary water slides. But then you have to click through the video, and I don't want to. It like previews, it's like they're gonna go down a water slide.
Oh no, that's so bad. Give me the
whole thing. I don't care. TikTok in the news lately. Apparently it's controversial. So thank you for bringing us to the heart of the controversy.
You could have said that literally at any point over the past 3 years.
I know, but I'm just slow on the news. I don't. I logged off Twitter and I don't pay attention to this stuff. So I don't actually know why people are mad at TikTok.
Have you seen this? Have you heard about this?
Huh?
No. Have you seen this? Have you heard about this? I'm doing a Leno. I'm doing a Leno thing. Have you seen this?
Relevant.
Have you
heard of it?
Yeah.
cool Leno.
It's not my fault you didn't get it. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Right. No. So I'm just gonna just it's like with basically the same thing as the YouTube deal. We're gonna see what this serves us.
Yeah. See what the algorithm thinks of us.
Okay. Oh, it's immediately giving us, well, that's Skibbity Toilet. So I'm just going to skip past that one.
Skibbity Toilet.
Are you unaware of Skibbity Toilet?
I don't know any of this shit, man. I don't, I turn off when I'm not talking to you. I go and I don't pay attention to the, like, this I don't like online anymore.
This is such a reversal because I used to be in your position. Yeah.
I know. I stopped being interested in online. Here's the thing about online.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not happy.
Yeah.
With it. When I'm in it and doing it.
Yeah. Breaking up with online.
Yeah. It makes me very unhappy.
Yeah.
So I've been happier not doing it. I don't know what a Skibbity Toilet is.
Okay. All right. No. So, to explain this, these are, videos that, are made, I think, in Gary's Mod or something like that, but they're like musical videos that have a story that go alongside them. Zoomers or Generation Alpha kids fucking love these things. But okay. the titular Skibbity Toilet, and it's called Skibbity because that's like the music is doing like scat kind of stuff. It is the G-Man from Half-Life's head sticking out of a toilet, and they get in battles and stuff. It's fucking nonsense is what it is, right. But I don't know.
Tinybeans.com answers the question, is Skibbity Toilet appropriate?
Well, appropriate depends on context.
Yeah, what is the Skibbity controversy?
The weirdest thing about Skibbity Toilet is that it is further proof that kids fucking love lore. If Five Nights at Freddy wasn't enough, but like kids are fucking lore poison today, man.
They're all hungry for lore.
Yeah.
It's gross.
Or like power rankings and stuff about it. It's wild, but it's really crazy to see like how low G-Man has been brought.
A harmful effect on very young children, dubbing it Skibbity Toilet Syndrome. A term later spilled into the neighbor Malaysia when one kindergarten teacher stated that the series contained an incomprehensible storyline, promotes violence, and has creepy and grotesque visuals unsuitable for children under 7.
Uh-huh.
Oh, so they get the syndrome.
Yeah, they get the syndrome.
Interesting. Okay.
I'm going to repeat what I said.
I think you said low G band.
Yeah, it's sad to see how low the G band. Oh, hey, game computer.
Okay. I got what you did here.
I was banking on you not knowing what it was.
Yeah, I, you know, excuse me. Yeah, I am.
Here, smell this.
I got this little toilet guy on my screen now. Mm-hmm. I'm glad there's a syndrome, though. It's a good year for syndromes. My name is Gary Butterfield.
My name is Cole Ross.
Welcome to Addict Suffering, honorable in the streets, but good in the sheets.
Mm. And this week, we're talking about Low G Man, the Low Gravity Man, D Wars, Dragon Wars.
We have a huge D Wars, Dragon Wars situation going on with Low G Man. Yeah. It also sounds like a member of the Dog Pound, which I like. Whenever I see this game, I think about this guy hanging out with Warren G.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
Just, Warren G, Low G.
One of the background extra and Regulators.
Yeah.
The only Warren G song I know off the top of my head. It's this was demanded by Pickle Factory, saying this is a fondly remembered but truly inexplicable game from kid times, but I have no idea who gave an FBI agent high jump boots and a spear. Standard issue.
That's the FBI for you. This is what Frank Cifaldi would call a guy game.
Yeah, I was thinking it was either guy game in my head. No. It was
short circuited there for a second.
Yeah, short circuited. Sorry. It was either guy game in my head or I was playing this and I was like, oh, this is one of those Gaia mops.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I couldn't remember what you called them. Yeah, this is a little guy going around.
Yeah, it's a shatter hand or a power blade.
Yeah,
or a kickmaster.
Yeah, kickmaster. The master of kicks.
K-mast. I have a huge soft spot for these things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're a guy. It's in the future. You got some kind of dumb superpower, and then you just go to the right and punch robots in like a Batman the NES game looking background.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Level design? Not for me,
yeah,
baby.
No, thank you. It's we don't need it where we're going. It's you just go to the right.
Yeah.
The Low G Man, and it just feels like a bunch of random concepts put together.
Uh-huh.
Like, I don't know, he can jump really high. He can't kill the guys, he can stun them, but let's have him spear him to death from above.
Right.
Fuck it.
Yeah. And that's innovative-ish, the two-step kill process.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes the game pretty tedious to play. You know, you go to the right, you have to take care of every enemy. If you try to run past anything,
they pile up. Yeah.
Yeah, they pile up on you and you'll just die pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Everything has to die.
Yes. Yeah. No, I tried running past because this is a hard game too.
Yeah.
Like you're very fragile and enemies drop pickups, but I think only one of them that I got in my several runs.
Yeah.
Hey guys.
hit me.
But there are pickups, but none of them are health that I found. I got a mild upgrade to my gun, which I shit you not, gave it a 2-pixel spread.
Yeah.
I was like a thirsty man in the desert chasing after mirages. Is that a health pickup? It looks like a potion. No points.
Yeah. Yeah. It you start with the health you have. In Low G Man. Low G Man has low gravity, so he jumps really high. Mm-hmm. And apparently you get power-ups that make you jump several screens up. Like they really take it really far. He does one thing. I don't know. I kind of loved it. And I kind of love the opening text.
Oh yeah.
It's weirdly quietly beautiful.
Uh-huh.
Like they like beautiful cities. Majestic sunsets. Like it's actually kind of understated.
But then they came.
And then they came. It's like, oh shit, man, you really painted a picture of an alien invasion.
Yeah. Well, we'll send in Low G Man. The low gravity man.
The low gravity man with a spear and a stun gun, and he'll take care of all of these robots.
Yeah, yeah. One
the
man.
Army has been made superfluous.
The army has been they're using army equipment. That's the other thing about this. You'll find enemies in walkers and stuff, and you kill the enemy, you can hop in, and you have offensive capabilities for two hits, and then it's destroyed.
I assume those were the invading force. That's not our army. I assume that once Low G Man got on the scene, we disbanded our army.
Yes,
like Homer throwing his pants out the window. I'm not gonna need these anymore. Yeah. Like we just got rid of the army because we have Low G Man. He's got a spear, and he'll basically take care of whatever Earth's needs are from this point on. You know, like oh no, there's a global warming. Get Low G Man on it, and then Lil G Man shows up and kind of like stuns the atmosphere and stabs it or something. I don't know.
Tries jumping outside the atmosphere to do a drop attack on it with the spear, yeah. but just suffocates and then is floating in orbit.
That would be the problem with Lil G Man. At some point, yeah. you would jump. It'd be like the end of Getting Over It. You know, like he'd eventually just start floating up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and become Lil G Man.
Yeah, I've always been fascinated with the idea of having real big ups.
Yeah.
You know,
the thing of big ups is you get big downs.
That's we call that Morrowind. Yeah, it's Morrowind syndrome. Yeah,
Morrowind syndrome. But Lil G Man doesn't account for it.
No,
like you can just land. But that is the thing. I've thought about that before a lot. Big jumps. Oh, yeah. I've also thought before about line of sight teleportation a lot.
Mm-hmm. You know?
And then thought about just missing, like looking. Like if you look at the bottom of a building, I'm like. I don't know. So you can tell me how universal this is.
Okay.
Something that's always been true of me since I was a kid. You look up at the top of a building and you're like, what's up there?
Yeah.
You know, something. Mm-hmm. Like video games have taught me there's power-ups or points or something up there.
Yeah.
And also nobody's going to look for you up there. Like it's kind of cool. You're not supposed to be up there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, every roof is a forbidden zone. You ever been up on a roof you haven't been supposed to, you weren't supposed to be on?
Yeah. Yes. I've watched like fireworks and drank beer up on a roof I wasn't supposed to be on. It was great.
Yeah.
But I thought about line of sight teleportation and being like, okay, I'm gonna teleport up there.
No. You
know. But I don't actually have a very good reckon, you know, from that distance and that angle.
Yeah.
So missing and you just die.
That's the thing too. If it's line of sight, do I like it has to work by like Green Lantern rules, right? It has to not just be like, hey, I'm looking roughly at this zone, because it has to account for depth. Like I can't see onto the top of the roof.
Yes.
So like, and so like, am I counting on myself? Am I teleporting up and I have to catch myself and like hoist myself over? Hoisting is hard for a man of my size.
Very much so. And then depth perception is a whole thing.
Yeah.
You know, I wear corrective lenses.
Yep.
Is that taken into account?
Mm-hmm.
With the superpower, like there's a lot of things with it, and I was just like, it wouldn't be worth it. I would have this power and would be absolutely terrified to use it.
Oh yeah, you know? Yeah. It would be in case of emergencies only, and also like, I don't know. Once the concept of telefragging worked into my worked into my worldview, that ended up being a thing too.
What if there's a bug?
Yeah,
it wouldn't even have to be something big. Like you could telefrag a bug into your aorta.
Right.
You know,
also like it wouldn't have to be like gibbing a person by appearing from within them, but also like, is it taking into account the space that I would need to take up? Right.
Yeah.
So like, I don't know, like a weird way to put this would be like, could I accidentally teleport myself into between a grating and a wall where there's not really enough room for my volume to fit contiguously, even if there is enough like cubic inches for me to get there. You know, like just would I accidentally, if I don't realize that's a grate over a wall that I'm pointed at, will I accidentally like spread myself across that building like I'm jelly, right?
Like that flat guy from Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to become that. Yeah, and also the telefrag thing makes a lot of assumptions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the telefragging happens because two things are in the same place at once.
Yeah.
Why do I get to survive that? Like, that feels like a risk I'm not willing to take.
Is it whatever has the greater mass wins? It's
whatever God likes more.
You know? Whoever will one day see the light of heaven, but not today.
Yeah. whoever knows the Lord doesn't get telefragged.
But also if it's instantaneous. So say I try to teleport into the same space as like a groundhog. Okay.
Yes.
Want to pick a small enough creature, but not like so small that it's a fly and it doesn't have any mass.
And also not so cute that we'll.
Right, that will care if fuck a groundhog. So I teleport there. The teleportation is instantaneous, and we are working by the rules that the groundhog has to be displaced when I get in there. That instantaneous displacement, you get into a peasant railgun situation.
Yes,
like
infinite speed.
Right.
Yeah,
it would cause a. I mean, it would basically be like a railgun. It would cause a vacuum. Yeah.
Through the world, like basically one of the things I thought about this with this and then Lil G Man this morning was the way I can talk myself out of any superpower, like anything I want to have, I basically would be too scared to use. And that sucks.
Yeah.
Because any of them, I would just absolutely fucking Warren Ellis ruins myself.
Oh yeah.
Into this. Mm-hmm. And especially Lil G Man.
Yeah.
Like if I could jump twice as high as I can jump now, that'd be it for my ankles.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, my knees are fucking done. Yeah, you know, just my what is it, like the bursa or whatever on my knees would pop like a water balloon.
Yes. Yes. I got plastic knees, you son of a bitch. You know.
Yeah. You know, so it gets down to like genie wish rules, right? Okay, so yes. I've got City of Hero building jumping powers, right?
Yeah.
Like which was always building, the power,
you
know, that
you, you get those little portal boots.
No, but I've got the power to jump. Is it a second power to land?
Oh yeah, yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Same thing with shrinking things.
Yeah.
You know, if you shrink, you have to have the power to move fast and also to have more strength. Otherwise you just suck.
Yeah, or you know, like you have to have the ability, like the surface area of your lungs has to be enough to sustain your metabolism while you're that little. And also, I can shrink. Can I get bigger?
Yeah,
you know, a ratcheting one way shrink. Yeah,
yeah, micronauts. Yeah, yeah. This it seems bad to send low G-Man after these aliens, and one of the things I like about this game is you don't learn a lot about low G-Man.
No.
Like, is this Low G-Man's first adventure?
He likes purple.
He does like purple.
He's purple.
He looks good.
Yeah. He's stylish. Yeah.
Stylish. Love Spears. That's Low G-Man for you.
No, I look at Low G-Man, his whole situation. Freeze gun? I don't know. Freeze gun might be kind of cool, but for like party tricks or whatever.
I admire him for being non-lethal.
True. Except for that spear. I think,
Of
all of Low G-Man's loadout, I think the spear is the one that I could be most trusted with.
Yes, it's long enough that it'd be hard to stab yourself with.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'd find a way.
In comparison, though.
Well, I mean, yeah, anybody could do a Pyramid Head, End of Silent Hill 2 thing, right?
Yeah, yeah. And you're much more likely to stun a family member than a robot if you have one of those stun guns.
Yeah. A stun gun also, I mean, maybe it's a mark in its favor, but it only lasts a few seconds. Yeah.
I assume that it's like an EMP gun that's only can stun robots as well.
Oh, yeah.
Because everything you fight is more or less a robot in this. Even when they're like human size, it feels plausibly robotic.
So I get that gun. I fire it once and I destroy thousands of dollars worth of electronics in my home.
Yeah, you just brick your Switch. Like, immediately. Like, look. Low G-Man cannot be trusted with these things. I really wanted there to be like a tie-in comic for this or something.
There's really so many assumptions like about Low G-Man built in that could have been answered with a tie-in comic.
Yeah. Yep. Developed by Kid, who made two games I have a lot of affection for, the NES G.I. Joe games.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I like those. Mm-hmm. Those are not bad. I ended up, my mom rented one of those for me at one point, and then we moved, never returned it, and then we moved back to the hometown, and then I could not rent Nintendo games anymore because they wanted their G.I. Joe the Atlantis factory back. It's just like, I'm telling you, I don't fucking have it.
Don't care.
These guys developed Pepsi Man.
Oh wow, I didn't see that. The thing that I saw that they developed was let me look here. Ever 17, 12 Riven, those visual novels that the 999 guy worked on. Those are the things that I recognized. Yeah, there's Pepsi Man. I believe you.
Yeah.
They've got a game called Rebecca.
I love Rebecca. Gonna play Rebecca.
It's a space shooter. No, it's Rekka, sorry. Not Rebecca. There we go. That's ridiculous. It's a ridiculous thing you let me say.
Yeah, I don't know who that is. A little girl. Japanese newspaper comic.
Presumably Chibi Maruko-chan is a cute girl named Mariko. So
kind of like she's kind of cute. I'm looking at the thing now. I don't like this.
I'm just working in the chibi
I know what chibi and chan mean.
what I can presume from the title is the translation of the title.
I feel bad because I made that low T man joke and felt good about it, but then somebody on the GameFAQs message board made it in 2013.
Oh jeez.
And then Smigma made it and then said poops and panties, which Smigma responded with butts and balls, and then Smigger replied with in a manner of speaking. And I feel bad that I liked that joke and I made
you're,
it. And
you're yeah. working on the same level
I'm
of
working on the smegma mindset. Yeah.
Smegma's their sig is not going out on dates with the same sex until AE4 is announced.
Age of Empires.
Maybe
it's AE4.
Yeah. Well, I hope they're not denying themselves. I think Age of Empires 4 feels right.
Yeah, it's a weapon in Call of Duty, but yeah. I hope they're not denying themselves either, and I hope that's not a hateful sig.
We've got there's a lot of hateful stuff because right above more like low T man, yeah. again a joke that you made, was down low G man more like it, and it concludes it includes a stand in for the N word. So yeah. there we go. Yeah,
but a very wholesome sig.
Video games are awesome. Yeah. Thanks, and even the topic could be a little problematic because down low referring to a manifestation of homosexual activity in the African-American community.
Sure.
So so we're dealing
low G
things
G-man
are fraught
is, yeah low G-man is getting a lot of attention. Is this really our fault at this point though? Like we're in this zone, but I just there might be something about low G-man that attracts these chuds. Mm-hmm. Like a Mac Tonight kind of thing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. There's a little bit more like low G spot. She's crazy for knees. Yeah.
Yeah, low G man, low G ambition. thanks to retro PhD.
you have that one. Yeah, yeah. And the reviews on this one are a little bit split.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit surprising. It has a it is in the loved by hardcore gaming 101 pile with
yeah,
the other game
sense.
We're doing today.
You know? Oh yeah. Yeah.
Any of these kind of cult classic-y things.
Mm-hmm.
Hardcore gaming 101 is gonna
make sense.
Yeah, it's gonna love it.
Yeah. I'm a little more fond of the next one, if I'm being honest with you.
Yeah. I have real mixed feelings about the next one, but I pulled that completely out of my ass. So we'll talk about that. Then I think I'm a little bit less fond of it than this, just because of my affection for Shatterhand.
Guy like this.
Yeah. I would love to play the League of Extraordinary NES guys. Like, can you imagine a movie that put all these guys that put all these guys together?
Yeah. The crossover event of the century.
Yeah.
five characters that a total of six people know about.
Yeah. Shatterhand, Kickmaster, Low G Man,
Power Monster,
Power Master, and the MC Kids in, you know, Guy Games.
Yeah. Who's the, this is calling it Guy Games, does make it a little bit, it reminds
it
me of the Guy Game.
The Guy Game. Yeah. Or the Man Show.
Yeah, no, the guy game containing literal child pornography.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's a little fast and loose. Little fast mm-hmm. and loose on the old releases there.
Yeah, sad.
Yeah.
The I don't know where else to put this.
So okay.
I'm gonna say it now because I don't have anything else to say about Low G Man.
Mm-hmm.
Can I tell you about a haunted house I went to?
You may.
It's on Halloween.
You may.
Yeah. So back when we did PRGE, there used to be a haunted house we'd go to. This is called Fright Town. We talked about Fright Town a bunch. Fright Town shut down, sadly. Then for a little while,
it got dissolved into unincorporated frightening communities.
Frightened. just down on that side of the tracks has become Frightened. So that shut down, and then another place took it over for a little while. That was not very good.
Yeah, we went to that one. It was real low rent. Low rent man.
Low rent man. And then I think last year was fallow. This year though, a thing called like the Underbridge or something. It was called Under Manor, something like that.
Okay.
Started, and me and Liv have reignited this old tradition I used to have with a previous girlfriend, which she said was fine. Doesn't make her feel weird. Of surprise date. So every other month we take each other on a surprise date.
Ooh, yeah. That's a good tradition. I like that back when you first told me about it.
Yeah, it's real great. I'm looking forward to it. I got a really good one planned for this month, for November. But yeah, she took me to this haunted house. It was really good, this new one. It's a little different than previous. As opposed to one, more fog than I've ever breathed into my life.
Unhealthy amount of fog.
Unhealthy, medically inadvisable amount of fake fog.
Yeah. Were you like going around looking for, it was like a Metal Gear Solid swimming level where you were looking for places to stick your head up to get some oxygen?
So put that in your pocket.
Okay.
As an idea. So the way this worked is three houses, like Fright Town, except for that one had like a concourse. This one, you just go through all three.
Fright Town had a lot of waiting in line the problem with Fright Town.
This one, you wait in one line for a long time, and then you go through all three.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. First one. Vampire Manor.
Classic. Good.
Classic. Pretty good. Had a surprising amount of story.
Yeah. What was the ecology of the Vampire Manor?
Mostly that we had gone into the wrong house and stumbled into the Vampire Manor. But it started with this floating like demi lich, like animatronic skull telling us about the Vampire Manor, which is very nice. And a door opened, went through it. Vampires.
We have like vampire jump scares, brides.
Vampire brides, vampire grooms. There's a child vampire.
Vampire usher.
Yeah. Vampire usher, vampire aunt, vampire uncle, vampire of uncle. Like, all kinds of these things. Pretty good. Second one, sci-fi base. And this is the one that is interesting.
Okay.
So this one has an actual, like, ecology. Like, you go through it as people are, like, warning you about the lockdown. You go into the lockdown in the part of the sci-fi base that has been infected. There. And there are neon signs showing you what part of the ship you're in.
Okay.
Like it had system shock levels of like, you are now in the recreation bay. You are now in the, like it had a sense of place. And then I always want to tell you, this is the main reason why I want to tell you about this whole thing.
Okay.
Whenever I see a new haunted house trick.
Okay. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Room with a very, very, very heavy fog knee high.
Okay.
With a lighting system that projected kind of wavy green lights on the fog to where it was impenetrable. You could not see your feet.
Okay.
For all the world, it looked like you were wading through liquid, which was the effect. Like we were in like a waste bay or something.
Yeah.
You could not see the bottom. And then something emerged in front of you from the fog, like from
holy
the liquid.
Holy shit.
And scared the shit out of me. absolutely lost. I was so impressed by this like effect of like, it really looks like I'm like knee deep in liquid.
Yeah.
Like I can't see my feet at all. This is awesome. Like in the story of this, we've gone down into this place that would be flooded with goop. And it looks like it's flooded in goop. And while I was paying attention to that, something popped up and absolutely goddamn made me shit my pants.
What was the thing that popped up? Was it like a xenomorph? Okay.
It was like a zombie infection, like a mutation.
Yeah.
That was happening.
Cut off their limbs. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, cut off their limbs.
Did you cut off any limbs?
I had to sign a thing. so I couldn't cut off my limbs, but that was incredible. Mm-hmm. Super cool. And then the third one did something I'd never seen before, which was a hillbilly junkyard.
Okay.
You know, kind of thing. Hills have eyes. But the first part of it was a maze of cars, like with real fucking cars.
Oh, wow.
That they parked in the thing.
Were they like wrecked up cars?
Like stacked wrecked cars.
Huh.
In an indoor environment that you'd go through, like the car yards in Shadowrun for the SNES.
Yeah. Was it actually a maze or was it just
hallways. Okay. There are a couple of branching bits, but it was, and like the lights were intermittently on and sometimes flickering, the headlights, which were casting really cool shadows and stuff. It was a really impressive environment for that.
But, this sounds badass.
It was good. As good as Fright Town? I don't know. Like, you know, Fright Town has some of my all-time favorite haunted house experiences.
that witch house in Fright Town was really, really good.
Really good. Yeah. Really, really good. This was really good, though. Mm-hmm. I would go again, for sure. Liked it a lot.
One of my big regrets about Fright Town was they had that, it was like a fourth, like, miniature thing, which was the completely dark experience.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
The completely dark maze. I wish I would have done that.
Yeah.
I think maybe it was a bad anxiety time for me at the time. Maybe my feet hurt. I don't know. But it was, I do wish that I had done that.
Very overstimulating weekend.
Yeah.
You know, in general.
Then you're talking about all this. So I've been to one haunted house that actually had like a maze kind of feature to it. It was actually here in this town. I was back when I was a senior in high school, they tried it. It was like in an old school building, that had it, and it kind of worked. Like, okay. You know, like there was a sense of being lost. There was a sense of like directionlessness. And the thing about it was they had it so like the same person could scare you multiple times from multiple angles.
Okay.
As you were working your way through it.
Stalk you a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. I went there with my girlfriend. We were both scared as shit because they were like chasing us through there. Yeah, that was good. And it just makes me think, what if there was just a non-linear, somehow a non-linear haunted house?
Okay.
Because there's such directed experiences, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't even have a reckon on how it could, how it could be done, what would keep you moving, what you're trying to accomplish.
It would just be, you just have to charge a lot for it.
Yeah.
You know, you would have like somebody collect doodads.
Mm-hmm.
Or something, and then you would have branching paths in it, and just you'd have to budget it so somebody could take a long time.
Yes.
In it.
Yeah.
But yeah, that would be really cool. That's something mm-hmm. I talked about a lot. The mini golf RPG mini golf. I'd love to make in real life.
Yeah.
That is also a thing I'd love to make, mm-hmm. like a story based game haunted house where flow is not really a concern. Yeah.
You know what community I bet is full of really huge assholes?
The haunted house community.
Yeah.
Yeah. Me and Liv watched the other day after the party. We hadn't had dinner. And okay. So we're like going to watch something while we eat dinner. And I went on Netflix on HBO, whatever they call that now. And the I was looking for a documentary I'd watched a few years ago about extreme haunted houses.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was this. This was called like Extreme Haunts, but it wasn't that. It was a one off TV special about extreme Halloween, you know, rituals. Mm. And it turned out to be real limp sauce. We were both blasted, so we just watched
it.
And it was real dumb. It was like, you know, here's a regular haunted house, here's a pretty cool looking haunted house, but it's just a haunted house.
Mm-hmm.
Like in the East Coast there's this haunted hayride maze.
Yeah,
sounds really good. Mm-hmm. The thing that makes me think that it's assholes is there was this thing that was like this heavy metal experience in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
That is like half haunted house, half heavy metal church, where they had the three guys who run it, who seemed like real D-bags. And they're like, we're the bad boys of the haunted house community. We're the black sheep, and we like that. Like, just real, seemed like real assholes.
Yeah.
Lied about, like, there's like, yeah, somebody actually died when they left ours. I mean, we had a nurse on staff who could resuscitate them, but they were dead.
Yeah, for a little bit.
Like, some people, we killed somebody and brought them back. I'm like, I'm sure you do like to tell people that.
I'm sure you love to tell people that. Yeah. I'm sure it's a lie. You know,
yeah.
Most haunted house folks say like, oh, you know, this number of people pissed their pants. Okay.
Yeah.
No, we had a guy who died.
Show me the piss.
Show me. Collect a sample.
Yeah. Give me the goddamn sake. Piss. I'm going to bring my black light in. If I don't see piss splatter one,
if it doesn't look like a whole bunch of huge rats have been dragging their balls through here.
If it doesn't, if this doesn't smell like a goddamn Subway sandwich store. And by that, I mean urine. Then I'm going to walk out.
If I bring a blind or visually impaired person here and they're for the first thing out of their mouth isn't, hey, is this the reptile house? Then you fucking failed.
You fucked up.
Yeah.
That extreme special, it kept trying to call things extreme, you know?
Okay.
So they had another guy who was like the badass of pumpkin carving. And it's because he did it really fast and he did him, like sometimes he set him on fire and stuff. Mm-hmm. And they all looked like absolute dog shit. Like it had local news flavor, like area man, you know, has a hobby and news is slow on Sunday,
yeah,
kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
And they also had the most extreme underwater pumpkin carving, and it's like it's what it sounds like.
Okay.
And it probably is the most extreme underwater pumpkin carving because it's the only underwater pumpkin carving.
Did they explain what was impressive about them carving the pumpkins underwater?
No. Nothing. It was just extreme. That was it.
Yeah, that is incredibly weak. It's powerful.
It was ludicrous. Yeah, absolutely weak sauce bullshit.
Yeah. No, just something about haunted houses. I would love nothing more than to be given the resources to design and run one.
Yes.
Right? Like the fucking dream. Right.
Yep.
But like seasonal business seems really tough. You have to secure a location in order to turn a profit. There's probably a custom or an assumption that you need to exploit a whole bunch of teenage workers.
It's volunteers.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, and here's the thing about that though. I've thought about that before. They love it.
I'm not.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Like it is my understanding. It is not hard to get people to volunteer to do that.
Okay.
If you give them cool makeup and you treat them well and like buy them a pizza and stuff, like they like doing it.
Yeah.
It's a fun thing for teens and older, you know, young people.
If somebody came up to me and asked like, hey, your schedule's cleared, would you like to be, the hillbilly in this junkyard? Yes. I was like, how many chainsaws? One or two?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, seriously. Yeah,
I'd make a little character. You know, I could see it being very fun. The issue is you just work every night for October.
I'd be
pretty sick of it by then. But the exploiting part, I'm not saying that I'm not undermining or undervaluing exploitation, but my understanding is like, you know, they wouldn't do it if they didn't have to.
Yes.
They want to do it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's hard to do. Here, the thing is, let's say way, way down in the future, this probably won't happen. But like duck feed compound, talked about that before. If like we ever had a location,
yeah, right?
That's super silly. We have to be way, way bigger than we were. That'd be a cool thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like every once in a while, just, you know,
open house or haunted house.
Yeah. That'd be pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
I could see that being fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's in the future though. When we don't podcast, we just like lay in hammocks and say ideas for jokes we want to make.
Exactly. Yes. You know, ideate.
What if a dick was made of piss? Just do that. And then we just send two interns to do epic suffering. I don't know. Is piss technically blood? Do something with that.
Just flipping through a notebook. What if piss was blood? What if blood was piss?
Your genie tells you had to piss blood. Go take care of it. And then intern, like Zoomers would go and do all of our stuff.
Oh, yeah.
We'd pay them. And then we'd like sit back on hammocks.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd go to the Homer in front of the mayor's house. In the rocking chair.
Which one of us would be go-go dancing?
Yeah.
Both?
I assume that I, like, we could both be go-go dancing. Uh-huh. Or we would just have, like, Nick.
Oh! gosh. So what you're saying is I need to rob the Quickie Mart.
Yeah. Man, what if we rob the Quickie Mart?
Yeah.
Thanks, everyone, for listening.
Thank you.
I appreciate you.
Yeah.
If you like the show, head on over to patreon.com/duckfeedtv.
Mm-hmm.
Give us some dollarly dues. And then leave us ratings on Apple Podcast or Podcast Addict and tell your friends.
Yeah. Huge thanks to Pickle Factory, not just for being a stalwart in the community, but also for demanding this episode. Yeah. That's where all the pickles come from. Thank you.
Yeah. Big thank you. And big thanks to our producer, Gwen.
Thank you, Gwen.
Big thanks to Gwen. What can they do until next time, Cole?
Yeah.
Have you not done the thing?
I haven't put it out, so I'm going to be digging in here. Until next time, that's another 40 minutes of your life you're not getting back. Good night.